practicing, refining, and absorbing the principles in this book for more than two decades. 1,500 adults from 73 nations stream through our doors each week. This provides a very unique context for practicing this material in a community that represents the global church. The other thing I point out is how EHS differs from more traditional approaches to discipleship. Many churches follow an approach to discipleship and ministry impact that goes something like this. While the traditional approach typically focuses on providing helpful classes, engaging small groups, and ample opportunities to serve, the level of change in people's lives tends to be minimal. So is the impact. In contrast, emotionally healthy spirituality books and resources are designed to help people experience beneath-the-surface transformation, spiritually and emotionally. Why? Because deeply changed people have a more powerful and more sustainable impact in the world. Changed people change the world. As a result of emotionally healthy spirituality, the transformation we experienced as a church, members, and leaders has led us to frontiers of life in the Holy Spirit that we could not have imagined. One recent example is my own leadership transition. After serving as senior pastor at New Life Fellowship for 26 years, and after a 4.5-year succession process, I shifted my role from senior pastor to teaching pastor, pastor at large. This has been a wonderful expansion and deepening for New Life. Other examples include the global impact our church has around the world, the creative outreach EHS has unleashed in people's witness to Christ in the marketplace, and the change it has produced in the culture and community in churches as a whole. Now it's your turn. I believe with all my heart that the principles and practices that have changed my life and lives in churches all around the world can change your life as well. This book, along with the Emotionally Healthy Spirituality course, is your invitation to a deeper and wider relationship with Jesus Christ, requiring you to journey into the unknown, much like Abraham did when he left his comfortable home in Ur. The combination of emotional health and contemplative spirituality, the heart of the message found on these pages, will unleash a revolution into the deep places of your life. This revolution will, in turn, transform all your relationships. So I invite you to read these pages prayerfully, thoughtfully, slowly. Pause when you need to in order to absorb the glimpses of God and yourself that the Holy Spirit provides along the way. Write down how God speaks to you. When I read an edifying book God uses to speak to me, I write inside the back cover a few sentences about each insight along with the page number. This way I can go back later and easily review what God said for additional insight and direction. You have my permission to write all over the margins of this book, or you may want to keep a journal as you read. Pray the prayers at the end of each chapter, slowly. Don't hurry. Each chapter could easily have been expanded into its own book. There is a lot of material here to chew on. Let me also encourage you to use the checklist for the Emotionally Healthy Spirituality course found on the last page of the book. This will guide you step by step to implement the truths contained herein. Fill it out as you move through the course, and when completed, go to emotionallyhealthy.org to receive your certificate of completion. Most importantly, I encourage you to savor and cherish the Lord Jesus Christ as you meet him in these pages. The goal is to grow in your experience of Jesus, not merely add to your head knowledge about him. John of the Cross, in the introduction of his book, The Living Flame of Love, noted that everything he wrote about his life with God was as far from the reality as a painting from the living object represented. Nonetheless, he ventured to write what he did know. In a similar way, I invite you to receive what you read here as a painting that directs you to a richer, more authentic encounter with the living God in Christ. The real fruit of this book will be measured by the positive changes you begin to experience in your relationships with Jesus, with others, and with yourself. A lack of emotional health in the early years of my ministry almost cost me everything: my marriage, my family, my work, and my own well-being. I am thankful to God for his mercy. This mercy enabled me not only to survive, but to enjoy a richness and joy in the Christian life that I had given up believing was possible. If you are hungry for God to transform,